Welcome to our podcast. Oh, you can look for exits, but there aren't any. Consider this your podcast of no return. So you might as well sit back and relax while you listen to tales of the odd, weird, unexplained, and just plain creepy. But beware, you never know what's lurking around each and every corner. Now here are your hosts, Todd and Sean. And they are middle-aged and creeped out.
Hey, creepies. We are middle-aged and creeped out. We have Nate, as always, our sound engineer. We are your hosts, Todd and Sean. And we have another middle-aged mini. So if you're hearing this, it's because we couldn't record, so we pre-record these little episodes that we want to send to you guys because we don't want to leave you guys without any creepy content.
And we're finding out it's fun. It is actually really cool.
Yeah.
We're not going to do this all the time, but we're going to do this every once in a while.
Yeah. New content for our journey through the podcast.
Exactly. And for vacations.
Yeah.
Again, we always say we're busy guys like everybody else.
And we just don't want to go radio silent too long is what the
this
is what
the ace up the sleeve.
Yeah. This is a good idea.
Our main really goal is way to put it. To not do what we did a week ago and not give you an episode of some kind. So these little minis are not full episodes. There won't be any announcements or any extra listener stories or anything like that.
I don't drone on is what you're saying, right?
No, sorry. No middle-aged moment. No, we love those, Sean. No, actually. But no, these are to give you something. And then at the same time, while this is posting, we are on vacation or just our work schedules couldn't work out the way we wanted. So we still were able to give you guys an episode.
Because I'm middle-aged, you're on vacation.
And then we're really finding these are...
Yeah, sorry. This is a bad idea. Horrible idea.
Terrible.
Stop. Yep. No. Sean's going to break out the song. Forget it.
No. So, yeah. So, thanks for joining us, guys, as always. And, for our little mini.
Yay.
So,
it's a mini-me.
It's baby number two.
Yay. Baby number two.
Who does number two work for?
Yeah, so we talked about our first mini was the Hannah House here in Indy, so that was fun.
Man. And, so now we got a big, even bigger ace up the sleeve, right?
This one's more personal.
Yeah. And so this is, Nate's got some couple stories.
I'll start off with the one, it's the most recent, but it's probably the quicker of the two to talk through, and then we'll leave the bigger one to talk to till the end. What was that? Last Tuesday, my wife sent me a picture that I believe, if I have this right, it was my mother-in-law, I believe it was one of her friends, was trying to take a picture of a deer in the backyard. And we have the picture. We'll post it on our Facebook.
Mm-hmm. So I'm gonna remember to do that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we'll put Sean on that.
Yay.
And that way you can look at the picture and make your own conclusion about it. But she's taking a picture of this deer in her backyard, and there's trees. And then off to the left, plain as day, looks like a man and a woman, a ghost figure.
And Rachel had told me we were at the pool when you were at work, sorry.
Yeah, that's pretty clear.
Yeah. It's very it's
very clear.
She said that she had taken multiple pictures, so that was like the other pictures didn't look like that. That's what makes it even weirder. It's
this is from got more of the story than I got. It's from my wife.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Well, you've been working. You've been doing vampire shift. So she told me that there were a few pictures she took. So this was, like I said, and that's the only one that looked that way. And she was even like, she's a little bit skittish, it sounds like, of this stuff, which we know that from other podcasts. But she was like, Sean, I'm telling you, like, I don't know what that is. And I told her, I said, when she showed me, I was like, that's creepy. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's really, really wild. Mm-hmm. It does. It looks like two people hanging out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's
so, like I said, we'll post that for you.
To me, it looks like a colonial time, you know, like Lewis and Clark or, you know, that kind of like old spirits, you know.
It did. Yeah. They have no feet. That's it. Surefire ghost is that their lips don't move and they don't have any feet. That's
I can tell that he's lying because his lips are moving.
His lips are moving. Exactly.
Right. That is amazing though. That's very, very distinct.
I got it on my phone too, but yeah, I'll be posting it. It is wild though.
Yeah. No, I mean, granted, it may be sunlight on the lens, who knows, but it
could
definitely
be. It could be all kinds of different reasons for that to show up, but that's really specific as far as how, I mean, it's human.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, it's humanoid shape. Two of them, yeah.
He's walking together.
Yeah. It is. It really is humanoid.
Yeah.
And there's the deer just.
And then the deer sitting
there.
They
look like they're peaceful, and the deer looks not freaked out.
It sort of looks like maybe an orb right there.
Hmm.
Like over
a little white. Let me see.
Yeah, a little light over top of the deer.
Oh, yeah. I hadn't noticed that at all. Mm. Yeah. Yeah. I don't know.
Oh.
That's weird.
And where was this again? Where's the property?
I am not sure. I didn't
get
she
was just like hanging out.
It was really quick. I was like half asleep maybe. I don't know.
I didn't catch that either, but she was just taking pictures of these deer and
interesting.
Either close to her home
somewhere,
or
somewhere, park or home or wherever they were.
That is right up our alley, though. That picture, I was, because you sent it through text, right?
Mm-hmm.
The other day, I'm like, oh, look at that thing.
Yeah, through our little
thread
for all three of us.
I need that sent to me, and I got it, so.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
I like it.
Yeah.
It's very. I think our listeners and then whoever's on the groups, they'll like that picture.
Yeah.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes you can say, I can kind of see a shape.
Yeah, if you hold it upside down and look with one eye squinted.
I mean, right. Yeah, you don't have to do that. You don't have to blow it up. You don't have to do anything
right
weird.
There.
Just, it looks like two people walking in the field.
Yep.
In front of a deer.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Pretty well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was one I
shared. So I'm pretty skeptical when it comes to that type of stuff. And that one.
I am too. But that was pretty cool.
Yeah, I always try to debunk it. You know, I mean,
mm-hmm.
I wasn't there. I don't know what the light conditions were. I didn't know if there was a smudge or a piece of dust on the lens. I mean, who knows?
Yeah, pretty wild.
Like
regardless.
Sean said, I mean, they took multiple pictures, and this is the only one that showed up like this one. Mm-hmm. So
yeah, that's it's creepy.
Yeah,
cool. a cool creepy.
It's it's very cool and very creepy.
At least it's not some demonic looking creature or something like looking back at be scary,
like a hydra or something.
Yeah, right. Snakes.
Let's get out of here.
Yeah.
Let's go home.
So then the second little personal tidbit was a while back, it is my father-in-law's brother, but my wife's uncle, sadly he passed away back in I believe March.
Yeah, sorry about that.
And so my father-in-law was down in Kentucky trying to get some things cleaned up and situated, and because his house is right across the street from her grandparents, and just trying to, make heads and tails of everything at his house and that kind of stuff. And I don't think you'd mind me telling this story. He's told everybody in the family now. So, but he... We have a log cabin down there, which is what her grandparents built and retired to. And then on the side of that is a new mobile home trailer, which my father-in-law owns. That's their little house down there on the property. And his brother, my wife's uncle Greg, he was the caretaker, if you will, of everything down there, helping his parents out, taking care of everything and all the property. And so it wasn't unusual for him to go in and out of the trailer and, fix this, fix that, empty the dehumidifier, that kind of stuff. So after his passing, it was late one night, my in-laws went to bed, and my father-in-law doesn't recall if he was truly sleeping or if he was in that half sleep type state, but he heard footsteps on the deck outside.
Hmm.
And he's like, that might just be Dad. But why is he coming over here like 2 in the morning?
Right.
Well, then the back door, he heard the back door open.
Hmm.
And it shut. And he's like, well, that's weird. And then he felt something come up next to him in bed and start squeezing his ankles.
Ooh.
And he's like...
Weird. That gives me goosebumps.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
And he's like, chill.
Well, that's Greg. He's like, hey, buddy. It's like, everything's good, bud. And I mean, he's happy
yeah.
for the communication and all that kind of stuff. And then it stopped. And left and left with the memory.
That's wild. Isn't that cool?
Yeah.
That's really cool.
Yeah. It's just
It's interesting that crazy. It's like he was like, oh, I know what this is.
Yeah. And, yeah. And he said, yeah, it's like I didn't feel scared. I felt pressure on my ankles and stuff. And, you know, he firmly believes that it was his brother visiting him and checking on him.
Communicating the way he could, right? Yeah.
Everything's okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
That is a wild story.
Yeah.
That's.
So even when he told me and my wife and stuff, it's just like, you know, just goosebumps.
Yeah.
Like,
man, it really is. Just,
you know, he's still there, you know?
That's wild.
Yeah.
I had my grandmother, she passed in 2014, and it was like a year and a day after Ella's birthday, right? So she had passed away, and it was a little bit of time after she passed. I've had, you know, we talk about the dreams and all that kind of stuff, yeah. But I had a dream. I'd gotten up for the morning and I was really tired and I thought, I'm going to go back to sleep. Nobody was bothering me. It was like a Sunday morning. Jenna was at work. So I went back to sleep and I had kind of one of those, it was like an out of body experience, but it was more like a dream, maybe a lucid dream. And I went and felt like my grandmother it was very hard to explain. I know some of my other stuff was hard to explain, but it felt like I was in this atrium, but I was inside and outside at the same time. And my grandmother was there and she was like, I can't be where you're at and you can't be where I'm at. So this is where we'll meet. So it was like somewhere in between here and heaven. And it was just a beautiful experience. And I thought, I want to stay here. Like I felt great. I was close to her. But it was one of those things where she's like, you know, this is where we'll touch base, honey, you know, and kind of, and we were very close. I was close with all my grandparents, but definitely her.
Yeah.
And, so it was just a beautiful experience, but it was like that same kind of thing. Like, I'm okay. I'm good. Mm-hmm. And,
just checking in.
So when you said that, I was just like, yeah, that is so cool. Those experiences, you take those and they're like gold because you just, you know, it's your confirmation that like things are good on that other side. The veil is very thin. And we're good. You know, we've got some, when we do pass, whenever that is, you know, now I'm 42, but I'm going to be searching for 43. Right. And, you know, but if I make it there, great. If not, then, but I know on the other side, there's a good space waiting for me.
Well, it seems like, I mean, you hope,
right?
Yeah, you hope everybody does well and ascends to the heavens. But it seems like, They can come down and say, hey,
yeah,
check on you, make sure you're all right, and, you know, travel back and forth. That's pretty cool. That's comforting.
I think they talk to us in coincidences, like things where you're like, oh, that was coincidental. Oh, that was a coincidence.
Well, I find myself, you know, sometimes certain days, you know, just out of the blue, I just start thinking of one of my grandparents that's deceased, you know.
Yeah, a planted thought, definitely.
Is that them coming in and
say, planting themselves in,
just checking in on you. It just pops in my head, you know. It's like, oh, hey, Grandpa Laux, or hey, Grandpa Zimmer, or Grandma Laux, you know. I mean,
I would say yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Todd would say no. No, I'm just kidding.
No, I mean, to be like, I wouldn't want my dad to come down like he's in heaven because he became a believer before he died.
When
he was dying of cancer. So that's awesome that I don't have to be sad and wonder. And not to make people scared on this podcast, because I'm not trying to do that. But I don't know. Like, I don't think God's going to let them, our loved ones, friends, family, whoever it is, see. Because we're still in this nonsense, right?
Yeah.
The struggles and the horrible things. And I wouldn't want, as bad as I would love to get 5 minutes with my dad, you know, like, oh, just to see him again. You know, like, I know I'll see him again.
Yeah.
And I don't want him to leave paradise to come down here. But I actually have been the last couple few years. I think God allows. We don't know.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's all just
our speculation.
But not allow. You know, if I'm having a terrible day, or if we're going through a terrible time, or something, God's not gonna. I mean, that's the whole idea of heaven. You leave this place that you have to do all the crap stuff and go through the crap stuff.
The grind.
That's
right?
Yeah. Well, there's no sickness. There's no sadness. There's no nothing negative. Everything's perfect. But God is obviously God, so he can do anything he wants.
Yeah,
and I think he can see if he's allowing our loved ones to see our successes and our good stuff, you know, and if it's the grandparent visiting you, he's
be
not
there to lift you for a minute.
If you got hurt and you were going through something terrible, I don't think God's going to, you know, because then that would upset your loved
yeah,
one.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the opposite of what happens. But you know,
yeah.
I think well, if something like that's going to happen, it's going to be the good, you know.
Yeah.
And
not during toilet time.
Yeah.
I hope not.
I mean, you always hear, excuse me, sorry.
You always hear about guardian angels.
Right.
I mean, yeah. It could be your past loved one just coming down, checking on you and
yeah.
trying to do their hand to protect you in this crazy world.
Right.
You know, I don't know if my dad never got to meet my kids. And I mean, he met my nephews and nieces, you know, so I always have that regret. But then I'm like, well, no, someday it's going to happen, and we'll all be together forever. Well, there's no separation, you know. But so I don't know if God's like, oh, maybe he saw Elijah do this and Olivia, like, oh, here's Todd, you know. So anyway,
and children are so impressionable. I mean, who's to say he doesn't visit them in their dreams? You know,
right?
They might visit him, and he gets to visit them, and until they can physically visit each other at one point, you know,
yeah. I just have to balance that to be, or, you know, my faith with, but I think, because I'm like, I don't want my dad to see our sad time. That would, you know what I mean?
But that's when you need the most help a lot of times too, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess I don't know. I think if they visit us, it's in dreams or, and God allows that or sees the good, you know. Like just they're good. Todd's good. You know,
I think sometimes it weighs heavy on your heart. Like,
good or,
what do you need? And I think, I mean, I don't, you know, you can argue this, but whether God's a cruel God or not, you know, and I don't like to think it that way.
It's not his nature.
If it's heavy on your heart, then you're going to, you know, like, okay.
It's not his nature.
I don't think he puts you in situations that you can't handle.
Right. I agree. I totally agree.
Right. Mm-hmm. I will say, I told Amy this one like the next morning, and I don't know if I've ever told anybody else. So this was I've just been waiting. So my dad died in 2004, August of 2004. So it's weird coming up to almost 17 years, and I had never, until about maybe 4 or 5 years, had any experience of like, oh, that's dad, you know, or never had a dream of any, you know. And I'm sleeping and I had a dream of him. This could not be any more real than, oh my gosh. And it was awesome. So me being a sports fan, my dad being a sports fan and baseball, and we had Indians tickets at the time. And so my dream was my wife and I and our kids are sitting in the, watching the Indians. Supposed to be Victory Field. I don't know if it was, you know, the exact, but anyway, we're sitting, and my wife says, hey, I'm gonna go take the kids to the concession stands. I'm like, oh, okay, that's awesome. So I'm sitting there in the stands, and all of a sudden I look up, I'm like, oh my gosh, it's my dad. My dad is walking the concourse, and I see him like, dad, and I'm trying to catch up with him.
Yeah.
And it's one of those dreams like, oh my gosh, I hope he hears me, and he does. And he's like, I'm like, oh my gosh, dad. He's like, hey. I'm like, I miss you so much. And so we hugged. I could feel him. It was one of those dreams where, like, I can touch this table. I could feel him. I could smell him. Like, aftershave or cologne. You know, he wasn't a big cologne guy, but he's an aftershave.
But you know his scent, right?
That was my dad's scent. I could feel him. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, my gosh, Dad. I'm like, I miss you so much. And he's like, I miss you too. And And I said, he goes, I don't have much time. So what we did is we kind of just went, like, into a little, you know, to get away from people. And he goes, I don't have much time, but he goes, I just wanted to, you know, see you. And I said, Dad, tell me what's heaven like. And he said, it's huge and it's perfect.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh my gosh. He goes, yes. He's like, I said, well, you know, Amy and the kids are here. And I'm like, I wish they could, you know, meet see you. And he's like, I don't have time. He's like, but anyway, just know everything's great.
That's
perfect.
That's,
he goes, it's huge. And awesome. But when he said heaven is huge, and it's perfect. I went, oh, that's awesome. So that's where. But I could tell you, and so hugged him again, and that was it. I woke up.
Yeah, that's
and I was
beautiful.
Like, and I woke
that's
up,
really
and I was
beautiful.
Like, oh, and I haven't had anything since.
Nothing, yeah.
You know, but I'm like, I want one of those dreams again, you know.
That to me is confirmation. Well, I think when you least expect it will happen.
Something.
You needed it at that time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because
you'll see it when you believe it, right? Man. Right. That's what, you know.
Yeah.
That's cool.
I was just like, oh man, I woke up with the biggest smile. I'm like, there, and when he described heaven, I was like, huge and perfect.
That makes me think of my mom told me, I was telling her father's train story, how he died. And she said, she hadn't listened to it yet. She said, it'll be hard for her to listen to, but she'll enjoy it. I said, I think I did a good job telling on one of the last times. And she said, did you tell him that 2 weeks before he almost had another train accident? And I said, I don't know that I remember that. And she said, he almost got hit by another train and died then. And so he had, and he had had premonitions that he was going to die. Oh, wow. And he had, but when my mother was born, my mom was three when he died, and he bought my grandmother roses. And he wasn't a real sentimental guy, I guess. She said that that was the only time he ever bought her roses. But when my mother was born, he brought her roses and said, I'm not going to get to see her. He was older, you know, he had her kind of late in life, but he said, I'm not going to get to see her raised fully. So, and that was really sad, but what you guys are talking about, all this stuff, it's interesting. My dad had a dream. I remember back when I was a kid, he had a dream of the charred man. He said it was like this black man, but he was always like, he was burnt. And this guy came and saw him and said, you know, kind of like, I know you, and was trying to tell him things. And he was kind of like freaked out by it. And I don't know, he was trying to tell him like what the other side was like and all this stuff. And when he woke up, he said, he told my mom, he's like, I think I dreamt of your dad. And she's like, what are you talking about? And he's like, well, at first I thought he was like an African-American man, but it was like a burnt man. Mm. And so he was trying to get across, but he was coming through my dad instead of my mom. And my mom's like, I wish he would have come to see me.
Yeah.
Like, that's the best he could do was get through my dad, you know, but but to my dad, to his credit, it's like, you know, like, thank you for taking care of my daughter. And to me, that's really beautiful, but it is, I think they reach across that veil and it's not as thick as we think it is. And they try like to talk I don't think they talk in language. It's through dreams and symbolism and, you know, even a telepathic type way, but so it's, you know, or like you said, coincidences, things that happen, like, oh, I wonder what that was, you know.
Yeah. Or like, but, you know, I mean, past memories you had with them, vacations and stuff like that, they just, you know, you're just driving down the road and boom, pops in your head. Like, oh, yeah, I remember that. That was a fun time.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It just...
My dad is still here, and I had a dream of him, and he was dressed in this flannel shirt and came and talked to me, and it was like, it was the most... and that's funny because, like I said, he's still here, but it's you know, and I felt funny because it was like, but you're still here. But it was like, it was almost like his soul speaking to mine, like things I needed to hear. And that was, it came up on this porch and it was just like, it was beautiful. It was a wonderful conversation, but it's almost like the things that we can't say sometimes in life that you say to each other in the dream world. And it was like, yeah, we got this kind of thing. And I was like, I held on to that, but that's soul to soul. That's not even like the afterlife. He's still here. So that impressed upon me greatly.
Yeah. Cause that's what I was trying to say was, I think God, cause he can do anything he wants.
Yeah.
I don't think he's going to allow our loved ones to see our, bad the stuff, you know, cause I would hate for my dad to see whatever negative, you know what I mean? That's,
well, they
that's
had
not what I have, you know,
your dad had it too, though. Like all of us, you know, your grandparents, and even though we think of them as they're crystallized in the best of the moments. Like we don't think about their bad times, but they all had them and they know they want better for us and we want better for the next generation and so on and so forth. So to say we know nobody's perfect, but you're not right.
But you know what I'm saying though?
But I know exactly.
When you're in heaven,
I know exactly what you're saying.
I mean, there's no,
no worries in the world.
Again, I mean, just, but
it's paradise.
I think, yeah. And I think if he's going to allow us or allow them to see, it's going to be you know what? Yeah. And we're good. You know, because when I went, I'll talk about sometime, but from a period of 2002 to 2000, right before I met my wife, 2006, it was, I mean, I went from, I had job loss, divorce, lost my house, lost my car, down to $10 in my bank account.
Oh, wow.
Lost my dad. I mean,
yeah,
that was just, And so when dad died.
Blow after blow.
Yeah.
And
so depression, wanted to commit suicide, so when dad, you know. And then, but stuff happened after my dad, because it was 2 years after he died, and I didn't want him to. I don't want him to see all that stuff. Being in heaven,
I completely understand where he's. That.
Yeah,
but I mean, he might be up there being your biggest cheerleader. He's like, come on, you got this.
Yeah,
do it.
Yeah, yeah, maybe. I don't know.
Pulling
a
couple strings.
But I think when life started, you know, then But anyway, I don't know. I'm not gonna tell. I don't know. But that dream was awesome. I could smell him and feel him. I was like, oh my gosh, this is great. This is Dad. I'm like, Dad, I'm like, Dad, you got to meet Amy and the kids. And he's like, I don't have time. I was like, that was the only bummer about it.
Yeah.
I was like, no.
cheesy, but
I think he knows.
I think there's, what is that called? There's a Disney movie out.
Soul?
No, not oh, Soul. No. That's another good one. Yeah, that one's good too. But the one, just thinking about this and, you know, your dad coming back. I don't know. I think it's Upwards.
Oh, I know.
The blue guys.
They get their dad for 24 hours. Yes.
Half of their dad.
Or half of their, right. Oh, yeah. Okay.
But okay. That's sort of what, you know, it's sort of bringing that to
that's
my mind.
That's right. I forgot about that movie, yeah. We watched that.
Yeah, you know, it's all make-believe, obviously. But, you know, I mean, they live in an enchanted world. They're magic and all that kind of stuff. Well, he finds a staff that his dad had, and the youngest kid ends up being able to use it. He's a wizard, you know.
He leaves him a spell or something,
right? Yeah, so he leaves a spell and brings him back for 24 hours. Well, then the crystal breaks halfway through the spell, so it only brings his lower half.
Yes.
They're on the quest.
I have seen it. Yeah,
it's really good.
And they're on the quest to bring the rest of them back for the rest of the day.
They're in like a van or a truck or something.
And it's Chris Pratt and Tom Holland.
Yeah.
Great movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, all you see is his leg. They're trying to keep him.
Yeah,
you
know.
I saw like the trailer. I saw the trailer, and I thought this is going to be stupid.
I did
and
too. It is, Sean. Yeah. I thought, what are we watching? And so I sat there with the kids and Amy. I'm like, oh my gosh, I was just glued.
Yeah, it's good.
I cried at the end.
Yeah, he's like, you know, the youngest boy has never met his dad. He just has tapes with his voice.
Yeah.
So his biggest gift and what he cherishes is to be able to say hi.
Yeah, that's all I want. Yeah.
But then when it comes down to the end, fighting the dragon and all this other stuff,
spoiler alert.
He finally realizes that his older brother knew his dad. And so he's like, you go talk to him.
Gives him the gift of that, yeah.
Yeah, this is my gift. I'll fight this dragon and keep everybody occupied. You go talk to dad because you have the real memory of dad.
Yeah.
You
So it's heartbreaking.
Right? I know. I was no.
I know we did one.
No, I'm depressed, Nate. No, I'm kidding. Just kidding. No, that's a great movie.
I'm going to bring you back up. Hold on a second. We did one regular episode. We've done another mini, and this is our second mini. And I have to, and this is my birthday.
Mini. I like to say mini.
Me. But mini. This is on my birthday, and that's on purpose, right? But you guys just, this little mini might just, you know, we always say, oh, this is my favorite. This is my favorite. This is my favorite.
I
thank you guys for this gift. This was this mini is a gift to me, and I appreciate that honestly. And
this I'm gonna do that with mini.
It's my favorite mini. There's only two, but this is my favorite mini.
This is so much better than the first one.
No, the first one was great though. But this one
is good.
Yeah.
This is different. They're all what they're supposed to.
That's
be.
What they're different. Supposed to.
I appreciate the feels on this one. I really do.
The last one was the best one on the handhouse because it's
the only one we did.
You guys aren't gonna know about this, but we're gonna do a group hug after this. They just don't know it yet.
I like these little middle-aged minis.
We're going to sing Kumbaya.
So we're getting the meat and have
this is good. Boy,
so the story.
See where it goes?
Yeah, the story of your wife's uncle, right?
Yeah, yeah.
That I did. I got goosebumps.
I did too.
Put yourself in that situation. You're like, man.
The picture, please post it as soon as you can because I think the listeners and the followers will just love it.
I can't find the picture, so you might need to send it to me.
Because when I see those and I'm like,
yeah, I can do that.
I dismiss 99 out of 100 because that's not even close to what I don't see it.
You know,
holy moly, that one! I mean, you don't have to. You just look at the picture.
Yeah, you look at it. You're like, that looks like two people.
Somebody's walking. Yeah.
Well, and normally you think somebody photoshopped that, but that's why I said to Rachel, I think
you would find some people that do that. You're like, look at those.
I see that stuff all the time and wonder. And then, but that one's like, okay, pretty darn credible source.
Pretty darn good. Yeah. But yeah, so and then talking about
Aaron will like that one.
Yeah,
Our friend Aaron.
Yeah, cross post it, put on her.
Yeah, I will. I will. She'll like
and
that.
And what I'll do is
put it on Instagram.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. A lot of times I'll do a screenshot, crop it, and put it on Instagram because a lot of people that's a great picture. But I did. I liked it. It was just a different deal.
Mm-hmm.
It was a good start though on those stories. Yeah, so
I like this.
Well, what do you think, guys?
You have to say it. We can't say it. It's not us.
Well, I'm just making sure.
I think it's good.
I like it.
All right.
I like it.
Well, that's a wrap.
All right.
Woo!
Thanks, Nate.
Thank you, guys.
Well, we thank you again for listening to us. And like I said, when you're listening to this, it's because we just couldn't get our schedules worked out. But we want to leave you with an episode. And
a happy little accident, though.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. Yeah.
I think this one has some meat to it.
Yeah, we're leaving you
there. I agree.
This is a little accident. Oops.
I agree.
It's a good accident.
But as always, thank you for listening to us and giving us your ears. And we love you guys. And until next time, creepies, we'll say goodbye.
Goodbye. Love you.
Thank you.